Episode 2390, Know Your Limitations.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for an incredible week? Rise and shine. It is time to know your limitations and reach for the stars. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, it's not always easy to recognize your limits, but what if you could know your limitations and excel in life? What then? Have you really asked yourself that? What then? Would you achieve your goals? Would you reach your dreams? Not many want to talk about failures and weaknesses, but how can you become your best selfie if you're not willing to look at where you fall flat? You can't. Plain and simple. Do you think you can ever be beaten? A question that was posed to Simone Biles in an interview I heard from Hoda Kotb. And I sat there and listened to that, and I paused for just a moment. And I was watching it on replay because, believe it or not, yes, I was trying to get a little bit of sleep. And so I paused it and I was like, did she really just ask that question? What if I asked you that question? Do you think you can ever be beaten? If you're the greatest of all time, do you think you can ever be beaten? Well, I know my thoughts on that. The answer is no, because you are you. And that's exactly what Simone said. She said, I go out there to be me. But unfortunately, we have people that are trying to put words into her mouth, just like people try to put words in our mouths and think other thoughts. What if you woke up every day with the thought of, I just want to be me. I want to be me. That's it. If you are your best you and you go out there and conquer the world the best way you know how, then you are the greatest of all time. When you know your limitations, the doors of opportunity are open so wide. So don't hold yourself back. Excel beyond yourself and know your limitations. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. It's simple. Know your limitations. Everything has a price. Success has a price. We just talked about Simone Biles. Don't you think there's a cost and a price that she's had to pay for her success and the pressure that she's under? Of course there is. She had limitations, just as we have limitations. You have limitations, and your limitations too come with a price. But what if you knew that by paying the price, it would actually benefit you? So what does that look like? How can you know your limitations and go beyond your limitations? It's kind of confusing, right? It's like a tug of war. I want to be great, but yet I need to know where I fail in order to be great. But I don't really want to talk about where I fail because then I'm going to end up infusing the idea that I can't be great. Take a deep breath. You can get there when you know your limitations. Break it down like this. Number one, know when to give. Know when to give of yourself. No one to say, okay, maybe you need to give yourself patience. Maybe you need to, you know, be a little tougher on yourself. Know when to give to others. Know when to give. Number two, know when to rest. You got to back away sometimes. I love my brother to death, but right now he is literally burying himself. And I think, bro, you need to slow down a moment. You got to know when to rest. Number three, know when to demand. When do you sit there and say, okay, I'm going to stand up for something because I know it's right, or I know that this is the position that it needs to be heard. Know when to demand. You've got to know that position. Number four, know when to say no. Yes, double no's, but it's not the double no as in double negative no. It's no as in brain no, when to say no. We're great at saying yes, right? That's the give part. I'm all in here. I want to give. But we've got to stop and say, okay, this is not for me right now. This is a season I'm in. Know when to say no. Number five, know when to go all in. This is when you're going to push beyond any expectations, your own, somebody else's. You're all in. You're going to have late nights, early mornings. You're going to push beyond anything, but you're ready for it. Number six, know when enough is enough. Sometimes you got to know how to walk away. Maybe this isn't the time nor the place. There is a time and place for everything, but knowing when this is not it, as enough is enough, then that gives you actually power. You can understand more of who you are. And finally, number seven, know it's perfect to be you. Take it out of a book from Simone Biles. Just go out there and be you. You don't have to pretend to be anybody. If you're trying to be a YouTube star, then go be you and don't worry about anybody else. Don't compare yourself to somebody else's downloads, somebody else's subscribers. Don't do it. You want to write a book? That's great. You can study other New York Times best-selling authors. But don't look to them to say, I got to beat them. Be you. And when you beat yourself and your own expectations, then you will claim success. Because it's all about you. Our definition of achievement in this world should not, in my opinion, be based on other people's expectations. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are a one of a kind. You are unique. So step into that. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And when you step into becoming your best selfie and you know your limitations, oh my goodness, you're going to soar. You're going to go beyond space. You're going to have to think much farther than that. But you've got to be willing to say, you know what? It's okay. It's okay if I fail because it's not failure. I'm learning. It's okay if I succeed. Why? Well, because it's one more step. Success doesn't mean the end. But I think a lot of us were raised that way. Why? Because we have these expectations. It goes back to our report cards. It goes back to standardized testing. It goes back to how tall are you? What percentage are you on the scale? When you're an infant and you're being measured. And then you go and you're playing in middle school and high school and college and you're having to be ranked. You're on JV versus varsity. Seriously? It's all about meeting these standards. And not that standards are not good. They can push us. But you can't be the greatest of all time if you're not willing to be you. Simone Biles would not be and would not hear others say, I'm the greatest of all time. She's not saying that if you listen to how she talks. She's an incredible woman who has set high goals for herself and set dreams that she wanted when she was a little girl. Not because Christiane wanted them for her, not because her mom wanted them for her, but because she wanted them. What are your dreams? What if someone was sitting out and came up to you and said, you know what? I think you can be an incredible New York Times best-selling author. I think you can be an incredible mom. I think you can be the greatest entrepreneur there ever was to walk the face of this earth. What if someone came up to you when you were like 5 years old? What would you tell them? If that was really your dream, would you be willing to go for it? Would you be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to put everything aside, as in, me listening to everybody else, their expectations, and I'm going to look at this person in the mirror. I want to know my limitations so I can go out and do what God has gifted me to do. What is that for you today? I want you to be the greatest of all time. You. No comparison anymore. No expectations. Only you going out to be you. I think Simone said it best. I just go out and be me. With that, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.